This is episode 5 of Stephen Lando's On the Go web show, recorded July 13th and released July 14th, 2005.
All right, thumbs up.
Ready, guys?
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Hey, everybody, and welcome to another fine episode of Stephen Lando's On the Go web show. I'm Steve.
And I'm Lando.
And we have a great show for you tonight.
Oh, that we do.
We have some sweet news today. It's excellent.
We got interviewed this weekend.
That we did.
By the Tallahassee Democrat about podcasting.
And it was great. Me and Lando were awesome.
Yeah, that was very fun.
We did it over the phone to this guy from the newspaper down here. So if you live in the Tallahassee area, please pick up the Democrat at some point. I'm not really sure when the paper's going to be in, but keep an eye on the website and you'll know when the article's coming out.
Just look for the newspaper every day, buy a copy, and read it. You need to anyways.
Yeah, well, we'll just promote the Tallahassee Democrat right now. So, yeah, keep an eye on that. And the interview was actually with 3 podcasts. It was with me and Lando's show, and it was with another show called the Clinton Doug Show. So go to clintonanddoug.info, I think, to get that. I'll post a link on the website.
They were a little comedy podcast, right?
Oh, yeah, they were funny. Okay. I liked them. I thoroughly enjoyed the Clinton Doug Show, so you guys should check them out. And there was another guy who does, like, it's called the Tallycast. Just Google that, and you'll be able to find it. And that was a good show, too. It was a little bit more on the laid-back, you know, I'm chilling on the river on a boat kind of podcast.
Pseudo-NPR style.
Pretty much. But it was still good. I mean, the guy obviously knows what he's doing.
Yeah, that's very good.
That was a good one.
More people should podcast.
Everybody should podcast. If you don't podcast, you should do it, because I'll totally listen to your show. If you have a show, please email us and let us know, and we will be glad to tell people about it.
Yeah, that we will.
All 6 of our listeners. That includes you.
More in time, though.
A few more things we got today before we get into the news. We've got some voting places that you can go to and put us, you know, up in the ranks of all the podcasts. So, you guys should check out our links on our website for the podcastpickle.com and podcastalley.com, where you can vote for our podcast and get us listed a little bit higher on the top podcast list, so we might can get some more listeners.
And you do have to sign up for it, but please take the time and do it. It doesn't take that long.
Yeah, seriously, username, password, whatever your name is. I mean, that's all it takes. So,
and then you're good to go to vote for us and tell us how awesome we are.
That's what I'm saying, because we're awesome. You guys know it because you're listening. So, go vote for us, because we need it. It really helps. I'm just, you know, it helps.
Just please do it.
Just go do it. All right, Landon, we got some really cool stuff. Me and you are moving up in the tech world.
Oh.
As if we can move up anymore, we are now moving up. So tell the people what you did.
I am going to soon be buying my first LCD monitor.
Oh!
For years, I've been stuck on CRT just because for gaming, I still think it gives a better picture. But although the new LCDs are starting to look very nice.
And you're right, it does give a better picture for gaming, because I've got an LCD myself. I had a little bit of a jump on you when it came to this.
Yeah. You also had a Christmas present as it too.
That's true. I love Christmas, it is better for gaming as far as, you know, for CRT. But LCD gives you so much more space.
Yeah, that's the one thing that I'm liking about it.
Yeah, because you need space, dude. Your desk is cluttered like crazy.
Yeah, and it. So this will help out a lot.
You'll be doing great.
And then tell them what you're getting.
I am moving into the wireless world, my friends.
Oh, welcome to 5 years ago.
Thank you, Lando. I am finally getting wireless. We have 2 laptops in this house and a 50-foot cable that follows them everywhere. So we are finally going wireless, and I am so excited about it that I could just, like, I don't know, cry.
Got a great deal at Newegg on those routers, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I got a D-Link, and they call it Extreme G. The 108 megabits a second wireless. And I got that. I got 2 PCI cards for it. And I got a
PCMCIA.
That's it. I knew that. I just couldn't put it all together in my head. But yeah, that we got those for the laptops that will, like, switch. Man, I am going nuts today.
Focus, boy. Come
on. I'm trying, Lando, man. It's killing me. Okay, yeah, but we got those to swap between the laptops whenever one of us needs it and somebody else doesn't. So we are moving up officially.
And I also will be buying mine off Newegg, so Newegg's the place to go. Just remember that.
Newegg.com for all your deals. Deals and other stuff.
Wonderful stuff.
You like my radio voice for that? Newegg.com.
Ah.
I'm sorry.
Moving on.
I need to tell people this. This is important. But you know how spastic this podcast is. It brought this to mind. Publix now sells Balls energy drink.
Oh.
So if you live anywhere in the vicinity of a Publix, you should check it out. Because these things, man, they'll make you more hyped up than, like, Little Richie.
The best energy drink in the world. Normally, you have to buy them online.
Oh, yeah. Or CompUSA.
Oh, well, CompUSA, that too.
Yeah, you have to buy them online because you live in, like, a culturally deprived world.
Yeah, well, bite me.
So, yeah, go check out the Balls, because I've been thinking about, like, drinking one of those before the show every day. Not every day, but every
That
week.
Would be a bad thing, I think.
I think it could be very fun, Lando.
The last time you called me after drinking one of those, you were just going crazy.
I like, love caffeine.
Like a little kid who just had his first sugar overdose.
Ah, it was great, though. I felt so energized. I had to study for a test. That was the reason I drank that.
Did that necessarily help, though?
No, I ended up, like, talking everybody's ear off, and I didn't really concentrate as well as I could.
Ah, that's great.
But see, since this involves talking, a Balls might help me keep talking.
Well, yes.
Anyways, we got some news, man.
Yeah, we do.
First of all, you know, we got to bring this down a little bit. I'd like to kind of say this, that the stuff that happened in London, all the bombings and stuff, just letting all you guys know, if you have relatives in London or anything, you know, our thoughts and prayers are going out to you guys right now. You know, kind of got to bring it down a level a little bit, because it's a tragedy. I hate terrorism.
Yeah.
It's bad, man. And yeah, we're thinking about you over in London as you sort this thing out, because this affects everybody, you know?
Because soon we'll have London listeners, too, and I mean, so they know now that we're talking about them.
We care. I mean, we care about London. I love Britain. They brought us Harry Potter.
Amongst other things, I might say.
Well, you know, Harry Potter is definitely up there, though.
Right? It is number one.
Harry Potter book 6 comes out.
Speaking of new Harry Potter book in, like, what, 2 days? 1 day?
I want to be there at midnight to get it.
Oh, I cannot wait.
I'm so freaking excited. Love Harry Potter.
Life will end for about 4 days after I get that book.
Yeah, it's going to be, yeah, all over. Don't even try to talk to me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Harry Potter rules.
Oh, cannot wait.
I know. I'm finishing Order of the Phoenix for the second time so I can remember what all happened.
I should, but I...
You couldn't finish it at this point. It's been taking me like 2 weeks to do this.
Yeah, the first time I finished it in about 3 days, but this time I don't think I could handle it.
That's because you had the excitement of not knowing what was going on.
Yeah.
Now you kind of know. That book makes me so mad. Some of those characters in there, I just want to squeeze their heads.
But, well...
That's what I do when I'm angry at people. I squeeze their heads.
It's true, folks. He does.
I will squeeze your head. Do not anger me. Landis, take us into our first story, Lando.
Maximum PC, if anybody's read that very awesome PC magazine, is now offering a 3-year subscription without the CD for $15.99.
Yes.
Or $14.99, I'm sorry. It is by far one of the best, if not the best, PC mags out there.
Uh-huh, it was good.
So if anybody wants to hop on that little deal, just surf over to our site, and we've got the link there to it.
Yeah, we'll have the link. If we don't have the link when you listen to this, we will very soon. Because it takes, you know, we have lives other than this, and I have to type up all that crap.
Point being, there will be a link there at some point in time, so check it out.
Yeah. I already posted that link, actually. I forgot about that.
Very good.
It's over at the site, yeah.
There is a link there now. Go look at it.
That was my apology for being so late on this thing. I was posting one story. We got another big thing that affects us all as podcasters. The research shows that there's going to be huge growth in podcasting over the next decade.
That's very cool.
Yes. I think most of this is thanks to the beautiful company Apple for endorsing it, putting in their iTunes. And this brings it out there. I've seen so many posts on forums and everything, people going, what's a podcast?
Yeah.
It's really, really opened people's eyes to what this what podcasting is, what it can do. And with the growing amount of MP3 players everywhere, the whole digital music thing is really just going nuts, so everybody's trying to find new ways to do things.
I know it's a cliche, but it's a revolution, really.
Yeah, it is. It's a revolution. It's an independent media revolution. I could rant on that for hours, but I won't bother you guys with that tonight.
You even plugged that with your interview in the Tallahassee Democrat.
Oh, yes, I did. I was so proud of my independent media plug. You have no idea. I was trying to find some way to squeeze it in there. And he totally came back to it with a question, too, and I was like, heck yeah.
Yeah, you were recognized.
I was like, I rule. it was fun. I love talking about independent media. I did a speech on it for speech class. I wrote an article on it for tech spec. So,
and just real quick, back to the growth in podcasting. Last year there were 840,000 listeners. By 2010 there's supposed to be 56 million.
Can you believe that?
That's crazy.
We are seriously at the birth of something insane.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we are part of it, Lando.
Yes, we are.
I mean, we're one of the... I mean, there's only like 5,000, 8,000 right now.
Yeah.
Considering how many websites there are, if you think about that, we're still very... I mean, podcasting is still very young, very small.
Yeah, it really is.
As big as it is, it's still a small community, and I'm really excited about being part of it.
Still new technologies are coming out for podcasting all the time, huh?
I know. They've got so much stuff now. I mean, they've got everything.
Such as the new podcast-ready iPods.
Oh, yeah, those
podcast-ready ones. Because old iPods couldn't listen to podcasts on them. That's a lie, by the way.
Yeah, that's a total lie. That's Apple's idea of selling more iPods.
Little marketing ploy.
We love Apple. They just make things cost too much.
But hey, it is good material.
That it is. But, here's one thing for you guys out in the rural areas of the world, like me. We got the wonderful broadband over power line standard is well on its way. The good Institute of Electrical and Electronic Engineers, the IEEE, as they're called, is working on another 802.something for broadband over power line.
Oh, very good.
There's so many people are skeptical about this, though, because of the noise generated by electricity. And you can't even run an Ethernet cable parallel with an electric line without losing packets.
Yeah.
So, it's real tricky stuff, but they're hoping to have the standard finished by 2007. Which will make it, you can just plug some adapter into an outlet and then boom.
Yeah, I thought they had given up on this idea, but to read this article and see they're like... a lot further ahead than they were like a year ago. That's very cool.
They really are, but they have so much opposition. That's one thing that just kills me, is there's so many people that just say, you cannot do that.
But bah, they can do it.
They say it's not gonna happen, but here I am out in rural America saying, yes, they can. And I am behind you, IEEE.
Hopefully, within the next year or two, well, I guess 2 years probably, we'll have something going there.
I hope so, man.
That would be very, very awesome.
So there's a new movie coming out this weekend, Lando.
Huh?
There's a new movie coming out this weekend.
Oh, that there is.
And I understand there's some controversy surrounding good old Willy Wonka.
Ah, so stupid. Johnny Depp in the new Charlie and the Chocolate Factory? Or is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. I'm out of it.
It's okay.
People are saying that he resembles Michael Jackson too much.
And the fact that he's working with kids disturbs them.
And that, people are stupid.
I know, I was so, just angry when I read this. I was like, why do people do that? Why do they associate every good thing with something stupid and bad?
Trying to burst everybody's little bubble.
I know. Like, the thing that Tim Burton said, what he said the difference was, he said, that's ridiculous, because Willy Wonka hates children. Michael Jackson loves them.
Yeah.
Willy Wonka thinks they're gross. Michael Jackson wants to, we'll leave it at that. So...
either way, though, I still think it's going to be an awesome movie.
It's going to be great because I trust Tim Burton with my life.
Yeah.
And, I trust Johnny Depp, and I think to put the two together and you've got nothing but good things.
Just, like Edward Scissorhands.
I know, dude. Wood.
Freaking awesome movie.
I know. You can't put the two together and not have something great.
So, I guess we'll see here in a day or two.
Yeah. You know what the coolest thing about that on a technical side of things is that the Oompa Loompas are all played by one guy.
Yeah.
That's awesome to
me. That's great.
Seeing as George Lucas had to, computer animate all the clones and Tim Burton can have, 5,000 Oompa Loompas all played by the same guy.
That's very awesome.
That's very... I'm very happy with that. I'm kind of getting tired of CG after a while.
And yeah, and didn't Tim Burton have no CG at all in the movie?
He had CG, but one thing he was very concerned about, he had like the biggest stage in London so they could do the Chocolate River Room.
That's so good.
Yeah, he didn't want. They said like, let's just make a little piece of the river and then do it CG, and he's like, no way, screw you guys, I'm building it. So he built the waterfall, the whole river, that whole room is not CG. It is a real room.
Oh, it's so
great. It's the 007 stage. That's what they call it.
Yeah, the biggest stage in London.
Yeah, I was like, I was so impressed. I was so excited with that.
Yeah, that is, that's very good.
So blogs are popular, Lando.
What?
Blogs are popular.
Yes, they are.
They're even popular with serial killers now.
Let's see.
Not serial killers.
Well.
Kidnappers.
Kidnappers. Joseph Edward Duncan III, the convicted sex offender that recently kidnapped a 9-year-old Dylan Groney and 8-year-old Shasta Groney in Idaho, actually posted about that on a blog.
2 days before he kidnapped him.
So, I mean...
Let me just read a quote from this blog. God has shown me the right choice, but my demons have me tied to a spit and the fire has already been lit. I mean, come on, that's kind of a psycho.
Yeah.
You know, this guy has, like, so many things he wrote in this blog. It's called Blogging the Fifth Nail, was the name of his blog.
So.
And, I don't know, I thought that was tech-related, seeing as it's blogged. But, I mean, keep an eye on these crazy people blogs, because some of them could be out to get you.
Yeah, blogs are everywhere, and just because most of them seem just, you know, like your average everyday blog, doesn't mean that your average everyday serial killer... Or kidnapper, rapist, anything like that. Couldn't have one, too.
Yeah, so look out for that kind of stuff and report psychos to, like, police.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I mean, maybe Lando's blog comes across psychotic every now and then, but, you know, that's just him letting loose.
Well, I wouldn't go so far as to say that. Thanks a lot.
I'm just kidding, Lando. Bah. I'm not trying to get you in trouble.
I'd like to hope not.
Call the cops. Okay, what?
I hear you.
So... So there's a big thing happened in the AIDS world.
Oh yes,
the HIV world. These scientists from Japan have come up with a new drug that blocks it from actually even entering the cell. The HIV virus.
That's very awesome.
That is so cool. And they've done tests. I think what was it on 40 AIDS patients in the United States, and they've all done really well with it, and there have been very few side effects.
Very good. That's very good news.
I know. It uses, like, some kind of human protein in a cell and it shuts out the AIDS virus. Just cool.
Yeah.
It shuts it out at the point when it tries to intrude into the human cell. Like, I guess you can have it floating around in you, but it won't be able to penetrate the cell wall.
Yeah, it can prevent HIV from entering cells.
Yeah.
Thus stopping the virus from spreading.
That is so cool. They need to give, like, 1,000 tons of that to Africa.
Yeah. Spray it in the air in Africa.
No, just, you know, just throw syringes out there at people and just... Not really. You know, the blow darts and fill it with the AIDS thing.
Just have a... Never mind, I'm not even going to go there.
That's just... I'm going to stop while I'm ahead.
Leave it alone, Steven.
Landon, have you ever been confused on what Linux distribution you should use?
Actually, yes, Steven, I have. That's why there's this nifty little site... That will allow you to answer a few questions and choose a distribution for you.
Oh, yeah.
Questions such as, do you know what a Linux distribution is? Have you successfully installed an operating system before? Just random stuff like that that will eventually lead you to what they say is the best choice for you.
Oh, yes. And what choice did you get?
Mandriva Linux, also known as Mandrake.
That's
which
good.
Is utterly ridiculous, because I love Fedora so much better.
Fedora rules.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of Mandrake, mostly because I've never got it to work.
Actually, Mandrake was the first one I got to work, and it was ridiculously easy. But just Fedora, I thought, had just so much more to it.
Fedora's got a lot more features.
Yeah.
I was actually pointed towards Gentoo Linux, which is the one I told you about a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
That took me 48 hours to install. So that made me kind of feel good. I'm like, wow, these people are really confident in me if they think I can make my own customized Linux kernel.
Well, it's working for you now, isn't it?
Not anymore. I kind of gave the computer to my mom.
What?
Listen to your disgust. No, she's trying to practice some business stuff, so I sacrificed that computer, gave it to her.
So you gave her a Linux to practice business on?
No, shut up. I reformatted it with Windows XP.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ah.
I know, I was sad to see it go because I was so proud of it, but, like, I don't use Linux that often, you know?
Still, though.
When I graduate, I pay $15 and I get a computer, so I'm not too worried about the...
Oh, yeah.
The losing that one, because I'll have a replacement very soon. A very fast replacement. Very fast IBM.
Yeah, that one's not bad at all.
2.6 gigahertz hyper-threaded. I'm not sad.
Don't you just suck.
Yeah. No.
Yes.
Shut up. Oh, okay.
Continue.
I'm continuing. Toyota is going to introduce iPod compatibility into their entire Scion lineup.
That is awesome.
I think those Scions rule.
I absolutely hated them until I found out that Toyota made them. And now I think they're the coolest things since sliced bread.
I know. When I saw Scions, I was like, what a gimmick car.
A little box running around. I just couldn't see that.
Yeah, it just didn't make any sense. I was like, stupid car. But then I found that Toyota made it, and I was like, ooh. And plus, I mean, I liked it a little bit. Just a little bit, to begin with.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, maybe I liked it a lot.
You did. You were obsessed with it.
The trend. Yeah, I liked
it. For about a year and a half, you were just obsessed with it.
I wasn't obsessed. Yes, I wanted one.
That's all you talked about. Hey, a car. I want a Scion.
It's a Scion.
You called it a Scion.
I called it a Ski-on.
Anyways, I actually looked inside one the other day in a parking lot, and they were really nice.
They look sweet on the inside.
Yeah.
But a lot of people have referred to the boxy one, the XB, as a toaster on wheels.
It looks like it. I mean, seriously.
I mean, just imagine, like, two pieces of bread sticking out of the top.
That would be an awesome idea for a parade float or something.
That would be so cool.
Ah, I'm going to do that one day.
It would be a cool mod if you could get, like, a figure of a Scion and turn it into a toaster.
Yeah. Oh, that would be awesome.
If any of you people out there are modders, please make that and send me a picture.
We will gladly endorse your product.
We will post it everywhere. I will go to every forum that I've probably never been to before, and I will post it.
We will make it our life's goal.
People love that when you go to a forum and your first post is like something completely obnoxious.
Yeah. But, well, well.
They're like, banned.
Ah.
Oh, that would be so great.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Sprint is starting to offer, well, we'll soon be offering 3G service with speeds of up to 400 kilobits per second up to 700 kilobits per second.
With peaks
of up to 2 megabits per second. That is going to be online in 60 markets by late 2005.
Oh, wow.
That is very good.
I so want that.
They tried this a few years ago with something that was not 2G or 3G at all. It was more closely to 2.5G, and it just failed miserably.
It was such a slow service, I think. I mean, I didn't use it, but...
Yeah, I heard nothing but crap about it.
So this is going to be a real challenge for Sprint to overcome their past mistakes.
And Japan has actually had 3G service for quite a long time now.
Well, Japan, man, the whole country is a Wi-Fi access point.
Yeah, their whole country is like based on technology. So yeah, what do you expect?
They're the most wired country in the world.
I'll go there one day and bask in all of its glory.
You'll come back sterile because of all the Wi-Fi floating around.
Yeah,
all the waves going through you.
All the pigment ripped out of my skin.
Me and my buddy Tony were talking about this the other day about what if you could see all the waves, you know?
Oh,
you would go nuts.
That would just be awful.
You'd be like walking outside and all of a sudden you duck, you know? The wave flies over your head.
You wouldn't be able to see anything. Probably just bands and bands and bands of just wireless signals.
Of crap. No, I totally, like, if I imagine it, I imagine it's like, you know, when you see cars that were parked in a parking spot for a long time, the oil?
Yeah.
It's like all rainbowy. I imagine, like, the whole world would be covered in that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's what makes sense to me, is that.
Either way, though, that would just be weird.
That would be very crappy.
But.
We got a little bit more before we close the show today. Students who are using Napster, the new music buying service, not the old awesome Napster, but the new one that sucks, they're actually going to Napster to find songs they want to download and then going elsewhere to purchase them. So Napster is making, like, no money off of their new service.
Yeah, that... Oh.
They tried, but people prefer iTunes for some reason. I've never used Napster. I don't know how well they are. I don't know about their library. I don't know what kind of music they have in there. But, I mean, they're trying to bash iTunes, and they're just giving all their customers to iTunes.
Yeah, I know iTunes. Well, I haven't actually bought anything, but I've looked around a lot. They've got a very good collection.
They have a lot.
But, I mean, yeah, I don't know much about what Napster has either.
Me neither. I mean, I didn't really care.
I wouldn't download anything from Napster.
No, I mean, Apple's already established themselves before anybody else did as Music Purchase City, you know?
Yeah.
And I mean, everybody else is trying to come in, but it's just hard to gain ground on something that's already so big.
Yeah.
They just missed it. It's just like this podcasting thing. Apple just got it before they did.
Yeah, but they made another very good marketing choice.
Yeah, I mean, as far as big companies go, I mean, you've been able to download podcasts with podcatchers for a long time, but iTunes is the first thing to integrate it, and it probably will stay that way.
Yeah.
Going to Windows was the best thing that Apple could have ever done as far as iTunes goes.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you remember when they sold iPods with, like, Music Match software?
Oh, that was horrible.
That, I hate Music Match. Oh, it drives me crazy.
Hated it so much.
I hate it. But iTunes, iTunes just is much better.
Yeah.
I'm glad it comes with those iPods now.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, although I do like the seamless integration that it does with my Mac. Beautiful.
Yeah, well, you've got a Mac. What do you expect?
Have an iPod, get a Mac. They belong together, trust me.
One day.
Yeah.
One day I'll have Windows on my Mac.
Oh, yeah, dual booting.
Or Mac on my... Yeah, I'll have it.
You'll have it one way or the other.
Whatever it is, I've got it.
One thing I thought was funny was Napster... This quote from The Register, I'll post the link later, says, Napster has spent tens of millions on a massive marketing campaign attacking the $10,000 cost it takes to fill an iPod. $10,000 to fill an iPod? That's if every single song on there is an iTunes song that you've downloaded from there.
Yeah, I mean, as much as Napster wants to attack that and just try to dethrone Apple and iPod, not everybody buys... Nobody buys their songs. I mean,
and I mean, they're also taking into account that, that a lot of the songs could actually be songs, or a lot of things people fill their iPods with is things that they previously bought, like, years ago.
Yeah, I mean, just taking a CD that you already have, putting on your computer.
Yeah.
I mean, that. But, oh well.
That's what they do. And finally, the website of the day. Take us to that, Lando.
Aaron Online. The guy has posted all 79 commercials to Bud Light's Real Men of Genius ad campaign.
These are priceless.
Those were like the hilarious radio and, well, I guess radio.
Radio and TV. There are a few TV ones, but okay. These are all the radio.
Yeah, radio commercials. 79 of them.
79?
I've heard a few of them. Just, well, 79, that's a lot to hear.
I know.
I've heard a few of
that many.
Heard a few of them. They're awesome.
Oh, they're great. I love them. I love, like, the overzealous foul ball catcher.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Overzealous Foul Ball Catcher. But, I love it.
So we'll post the link to that, too. You should go check that out.
Yes, all of you should go download it. There's a torrent right now, and you know how torrents go. If you got it, if you get it while it's hot, you'll have faster downloads.
Yeah.
I felt so bad when I just said that. I feel like, drop it like it's hot. No, I don't talk like that.
Anyways.
I don't use single slang, you know?
Ah, you've single-handedly killed our show.
Everyone has officially cut off their players.
Click delete.
Oh, man. Oh, we do have one more announcement to make for today. About the... We are now... You can subscribe to us on iTunes.
Oh, yes.
Yes, you can now officially go into your iTunes podcast, and you can subscribe to Stephen Lando's On the Go webcast.
We mentioned it a few weeks ago when iTunes 4.9 came out. That we had been trying to get our podcast up on their directory, and we hadn't been able to, but we got it up there now.
Yeah, it's totally up there. It's a very unglamorous webpage.
But that's not the idea. The idea is you can get us from iTunes now.
Yeah. If you want to send us a little picture that we can put beside our iTunes thingy, you know, I don't know. It's like a little picture that goes along with your podcast anyway. If you want to send us one, please do, because I don't want to make another logo. I'm sorry. I'm just not... I don't have that much time.
Your creativity has been destroyed by the logos you've already made.
Yeah, but Stephanie made those, too, so... I only made the one that goes at the top of our website.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so...
Well,
I don't know.
That's not saying a lot, then.
Shut up.
You didn't want it. She did, like, 18. And you're already too lazy to do some more.
Hey.
If I had any talent at all in graphical whatnot, working it, I would do one, but I have nothing. So.
I wish you did too, dang it.
Yeah, I can edit photos pretty good, but I mean, that's a far cry from actually sitting down and designing a logo from scratch.
Yeah, I can't do it. I mean, I try. I'm just good with Photoshop
to
an extent.
I can think of ideas in my head, but they stay there because I do not have the ability to transfer them over to anything else.
That's great.
But
well, that's today's show. We went through it kind of fast. We're trying to kind of narrow down the format a little bit to keep it intense and exciting the whole time, as opposed to rambling off like onto other subjects.
Like Steven often does.
Like I often do. Yes, I realize that, but. People are more prone to listen to things that are 30 minutes and less, especially if it's on the radio, and there's nothing to break it up in between.
So, well, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. If you prefer the longer format, let us know, and we probably will still do the short format, but we'll take into account what you told us.
We'll at least acknowledge you.
Yeah, we'll acknowledge anybody. Seriously, if you send us an email, your email is your email's not getting out there, but your name will go out onto the internet because I like to talk about people. I like to talk about people. They're fun.
Indeed.
People are exciting. Anyway, thank you for listening to Steven Lando's On the Go Web Show. If you want to email us, please email us at stevenlando@gmail.com.
And stevenlando.com is our website.
Yeah. And if you want to vote for us, remember, please do, because it totally helps. It really does. We want to beat Dignation and the Twit that This Week in Tech. Listen to my aspirations.
One day, perhaps. I don't know. I don't know if I'd want to be better than them.
Nah, I want to be, like, right behind them.
Yeah.
I don't want to dethrone them.
A very cool second place.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Because that is a very awesome show, and I love those guys way too much to, like, be better than them.
Yeah. Also, while you're over there, if you sign up for an account, vote for Dignation, vote for This Week in Tech, and vote for the Chris Perillo Show.
All very awesome shows.
As well as ours. Like, don't forget ours just because I said those three. But all those shows are awesome, especially Dignation. If you enjoyed the screensavers with Alex Albrecht and Kevin Rose, then you will love this show. I promise you that. It's hilarious.
So go over there and drop a few votes down and just do it.
It's a perfect blend of funny and tech.
That it is.
Yes, and also they are reviewing their different beer. Like they're suggesting you send them in kind of beers that you want them to drink, and they will drink it and then tell you what they think.
That's awesome.
It's funny. I'm excited to hear their first one because they just started this thing last week.
That's so great.
Yeah, but totally go to those and vote for all those podcasts and vote for us and add us to your favorites on Podcast Pickle. I don't think they have a voting system, but if you add us to your favorites, it sends us up in the list a little bit.
Yeah, definitely.
So we'll get above all those other posts that have zero.
Yeah.
Because right now we're down there with them.
Even though it's not much, it'll help a lot.
It will. And we do appreciate you listening. And email us, like I said, stevenlando@gmail.com. And we will catch you next week. Sorry for the late show again. We have lives. We have things to do. But we will try and get back on track and have these shows out to you And when the weekend's over.
And hopefully there won't be any more hurricanes either.
Yes, Hurricane Dennis, I swear.
You suck.
Waste of time. But Emily is going to Texas.
Well.
So. Not to be excited about the people in Texas getting hit by a hurricane, but...
Texas, we feel sorry for you, but we're thankful it's not us.
Yeah, finally. We've been hit with the last 7.
Yeah, last year was pretty fun, wasn't it?
Yeah. I threw 7 out there as a random number. I don't even know if it's been 7.
Either way, a lot.
But Emily is staying down there. I've come to the conclusion, while I'm talking about hurricanes, that if it has a name that you can fit with something bad, then it will attack us and it will hit us hard. Like, you know, they had Ivan, and I'm like, who names a hurricane Ivan? It's like Ivan the Terrible.
Yeah.
You know? And then we got Dennis the Menace. So, I've decided that Emily, you can't fit that with anything. So it goes out in the middle of nowhere.
Emily the Eccentric.
See, but that's not like an evil person from history.
And that's exactly why it's going to hit Texas.
Exactly. So, and what else? There was one, I know it's coming. They're going to get to M this year, and it's going to be freaking Bloody Mary. And it's going to just destroy us. I know it. I don't know. And you're going to get to V, because this is going to be the worst hurricane ever, and you're going to get Vlad, and it's going to be like Vlad the Impaler.
Is that what they've got for this year's V?
I have no idea. Oh. I'm just throwing that out there. I'm just saying that if it was, I swear I would die.
Oh.
Be like, thanks a lot. Don't name them names like that.
Name Stop one it. Billy and another one Christy or stupid
Muffin.
Crap like that.
Muffin. I'm a hurricane, you're named Muffin. Or Cupcake.
Ridiculous names. They just totally demoralize the hurricane.
Yeah, I want the hurricane to be so made fun of, it just says, screw it, I'm not going up there, and it heads south.
Screw you guys, I'm going home.
And with that, the show shall end.
We will be back next week. We better end it while we can.
Yeah, thank you so much for listening, and we will be back next week to entertain and inform you. And that's it, yeah. So see you guys next week.
Have a nice week, guys.
All right, later.
Bye.